It's the Mike Stern Show. Oh, my God, no.
It is indeed the Mike Stern Show here at 7:10 on this Saturday evening. You're tuned to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, free radio, pirate radio, broadcasting on 266 metres in the medium wave. And a little bit of rock there, just for a change. Whatever happened to good old rock and roll like that? 10 years old. In fact, next week it'll be 11 years old. Back to 1969 from the second album, Led Zeppelin, and a track called Whole Lot of Love. I was playing that for Sandy from Sinfonia Records in Blackpool. So if you'd like to call into Sinfonia, that's a record shop in Blackpool, ask for Sandy. Tell him Mike Stan sent you, and no doubt he'll sort out the record you want. A record I've been trying to get hold of for about a week. That's a bit common, isn't it? Trying to get hold of for around about a week, week and a half, and I managed to get it earlier this afternoon. I finally managed to get it, because I work at a club, you see, over the weekends, and I'm working there all over Christmas, so this record really is ideal for me. It's the new single from Slade. It's been really difficult to get hold of, because they're now on a label, a small label called Barn, and I managed to get it at Rushworth's. So if you'd like to get hold of a copy, I've tried loads of record shops, couldn't find it, and eventually I got it from Rushworth's. So there's a free plug for Rushies. It's the new one from Slade, and it's their version of a thing called Okie Kokie.
Yeah.
that's it. The new one from Slade, a group I had the pleasure of working with twice over 1979, and an excellent rock band they are too. Excellent band. That's Slade and their new single on Barn Records, and it's their inimitable version of the Okie Kokie. And hang about a minute. I've got the wrong plug plugged in here. Plugged in. Plug that out. Pull that out. And put that in and press this down, and here we go.
If you're into music, then get into Reaction Records. Reaction have new and used records and tapes. They have imports as well as rarities and deletions. In fact, everything for the modern music buyer. You can find them in Victoria Road, New Brighton, Wallasey. Their number is 051 630 2816. They also open on Sundays from noon till 6 p.m. So remember their name. It's Reaction Records.
Don't forget about Reaction Records. You can pick your MAR badges up from them for 25p. Reaction Records in Wallasey, they've got our badges for sale, 25 pence each. The MAR badges, and they're rather good value too. Nice big bright things in five different colours. That's MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266. A couple more letters here. A couple of them have asked for tickets for Eric, because I'm hoping I can get them off in time, actually. There's one here, if you're listening out there, what's his name? Because I won't give the address for obvious reasons in a minute. But his name is M.G. Welbon. M.J. Welbon. Hasn't got his first name. I assume it's a man. It doesn't say, actually. It just says the initials on the envelope and the letter. Yeah, that's right. So if you're listening, M.J. Welbon, I won't give your address out because, as I say, it's going to be obvious in a minute. But the thing is, you've written here and you said, "Dear Mr. Stand, would you please send to me four tickets for the concert at Eric's on 27th of December? Enclosed is a stamped addressed envelope." Well, actually, you see, it's a bit late to send these tickets off. I don't think they're going to get there in time. But the thing about your address is that you live about 100 yards away from where I live, you see. So what I'll do, I'll bung the tickets into the envelope and I'll put them through your door, okay? So if you're listening, M.J. Welbon, you'll be getting your tickets for Eric's, and I'll see you over there on Thursday. But I won't post them because it's a bit too close to me. I'll just pop over the road and bung them through your letterbox as I only live sort of over the road from you. There's another one here from P. Stafford. Paul at the bottom. Paul Stafford of Holly Bank Road in Birkenhead, who says, "Dear DJs, could you please mention that myself, lead guitarist, and my mate, rhythm guitarist, are looking for a bass guitarist and a drummer to form a group into all forms of rock. Our ages are 16 and 17. Beginners are welcome to inquire. Write or call at the above address. If this could be mentioned, we would be extremely grateful. Many thanks, Paul." Okay, there you go, Paul. Hang on, there's something on the back. "Could you please play Birthday by the Beatles for my dad on any Sunday morning?" Right, well, I'll pass that over to the DJs who do, Dave Simpson does morning shows, and of course he does a lot of Beatles music as well. So I'll pass that over to Dave Simpson, and no doubt he'll play a record for your dad. He'll play the Beatles record for you. I haven't got it with me at the moment, so I won't be playing it. But the address there, if anybody, any bass guitarists or drummers are looking to form a rock group, there's two lads. That's Paul... what's his name? I've dropped the envelope. Pick it up, lad. Paul Stafford. The address to contact Paul Stafford is 46 Hollybank Road, Birkenhead, Merseyside. 46 Hollybank Road, Birkenhead, Merseyside. I think that's off Borough Road somewhere, if I'm correct in my remembrance of these roads. I know there's West Bank and South Bank and all sorts of banks down there. Anyway, it's 46 Hollybank Road, Birkenhead, Paul Stafford. If we've got any bass guitarists or drummers who would like to form a rock group, then Paul and his mate are the lead guitarist and the rhythm guitarist. So any more out there who'd like to join them, give him a knock at 46 Hollybank, okay? And he's put a stamped addressed envelope in here for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, it says on the front, MAR Eric's tickets 4 if possible. So, that's Paul. Okay, I'll get them off to you, Paul. It didn't say in the letter. Good job you put it on the outside of the envelope there. So there you go, that's some more tickets for Eric's. Don't forget, you can pay at the door. I think it's 50p or 75p or something. If you'd like to come over Thursday night, 27th of December, Eric's Club in Matthews Street, Liverpool, Zorky Twins, Junk Art, Attempted Moustache and the Posers, plus me, I'll see you over there. I hope you'll come. Should be a good night, actually. Except the me there, I'll ruin it, probably. A little bit of quiet music for you for Christmas. Greg Lake.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him in his disguise.
Single from how long back? Let's have a look at the label and see what date that is. I know it's been re-released every year. It's 1975, 4 years old. Greg Lake, one third of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and the track called I Believe in Father Christmas.
Getting a little breezy round the armpit, get off of wearing second-hand army kits.
Then pay a visit to Wallasey's leading male fashion shop. Strand of Liscard Road have a wide selection of shirts, trousers, jeans, shoes, jackets and knitwear. So if you're looking for the latest in male fashion, drop into Strand, and while you're there, go Strand for hair. They specialise in unisex hairstyles, perms and tints. For an appointment, ring 051 630 3601. So go to Strand at 253 Liscard Road in Wallasey.
Just coming up to 25 past 7, you're with MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, broadcasting to Merseyside and everywhere else that matters on 266 metres in the medium wave. We're on the air every Saturday and Sunday between the hours of around about 9 in the morning to midnight. That's every weekend, 2 days every weekend, 9 till midnight, MAR. And how long have we got left tonight? 4.5 hours, or just over. Following me at 8 till 9, disco music from Simon James. From 9 till 11, album and rock music from Robin Blind. And the same comes from Paul Raven at 11 till midnight close down. And don't forget, I think it's been mentioned already this afternoon, Christmas Day, we'll be on the air for around about 5 hours. So if you'd like to listen to us Christmas Day, we open up at 11 in the morning, and I think we're going on to around about 4 in the afternoon or thereabouts. The 266 MAR Christmas Party will take to the airwaves for 3 hours. We start the Christmas party at 11 in the morning on Christmas Day, and we run through till around about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or until we all collapse from alcoholic poisoning, whichever comes first. And we'll all be there, even Bert Williams, I think. A couple of the young lads who look after the transmitter, they'll be making an appearance. So if you'd like to listen to us then, that's Christmas Day. And if our friends out there are listening who have to come and visit us every weekend, then I'm afraid that we do apologise for dragging you away from your families on Christmas Day for you to come out and try and find us. This is one of the sort of bad things about us broadcasting on Christmas Day, is that no doubt we will drag you away from your festivities and families, but if you look on the bright side of it, then our Christmas present to you is that you'll be getting triple time for it, won't you? So that's a nice thing to look forward to, coming all the way out and just sitting around for hours. Then you'll be doing that for triple time on Christmas Day. That's just a message to a couple of friends of ours who like to come out and listen to us from close quarters. So if you're coming out, then you'll get quite a fat pay packet next weekend, won't you? Think about it, triple time for Christmas Day. That'll more than make up for you having to leave your families and things to sit around for hours. Hope it's not too cold for you. Anyway, that's us. Christmas Day from 11 till 2 is the MAR Christmas Party. And we should carry on broadcasting till around about 4 in the afternoon. Thank you. Electric Light Orchestra, and one side of their double-A-sided single. That's the one called Confusion, which is appropriate for me to play. I am completely and utterly confused tonight. Not into this program at all. I don't know why. I've been in that much of a rush all afternoon trying to get my last of my Christmas presents together, which I haven't finished yet, and I've still got Monday to get them in on. Fortunately, I've still got Monday left. I nearly said unfortunately then. I've just had that much of a panic this afternoon. I haven't had a chance to watch the wrestling on the telly, so I was a bit sick about that. Running around town and, as always, sort of not getting the stuff together that I want. I've still got some cards to get and it's going to be too late to send them now. Never mind, not much I can do about it. I'll try and finish off on Monday. In fact, I'll have to finish off on Monday. I've got no say in the matter, really. If I don't get it finished Monday, then I'm finished, aren't I?
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
More music. 30 minutes more music coming from me, Mike Stan, taking you up until 8 o'clock tonight. I hope I'm a bit more together for tomorrow night's show. I've got to go back to work after this as well. Another 6 hours of working. I'm getting drunk tonight after I finish this show. So anyway, I'm back tomorrow, as I say. Back tomorrow between 6 and 8, and hopefully a lot more together by then. I should have a relatively easy afternoon tomorrow. I'll just take things really quiet and get to the studio in plenty of time to do my two-hour show. So I should be able to get things maybe running a little bit smoother tomorrow. Who knows? Probably won't. Doubting it. Last weekend, I played some tracks from an album called Pardon My Blooper, which just shows that it's not only me that makes mistakes. They've been gathered together from radio and TV over the years and compiled on an album called Pardon My Blooper. I played a few tracks last weekend. I'll play you a few more tonight just to show you that other people do make mistakes. And if you've noticed, I haven't even mentioned Bert Williams tonight. I'm not going to ruin my show completely. I've ruined it enough with just making a complete and utter mess of it. But I won't mention Bert Williams on the show tonight. I think he did enough of that this afternoon. Also, apologies for disappearing off the air at certain times this afternoon. Things which are beyond our control. We can't help it. We come back on as soon as possible. If we do go off the air as well, don't forget, do stay tuned, or at least retune a little bit later, because we do have problems now and again with the transmitter and with outside forces. So if we do disappear, bear with us and tune again a little later. We'll be back as soon as we can. So once again, apologies for the times we have disappeared off the air this weekend. And we'll try and sort of keep it running smoothly, but there's times where we just can't. We can't really go in from over the air. But we'll stay with you as long as possible.
August for the best bread and rolls. Oh, good luck. You have every taste. I knew that had to happen one night, friends. Try the new fantastic potato bread. It's delicious, and the Vienna bread, and the real Bohemian Jewish rye, and the health pumpernickel, and all the rest of the assorted bread and rolls from August. Friends, the news will be next. And when you go into the store tomorrow, ask for August Brothers for the best bread and rolls. The best bread and rolls you can get.
Weather forecasts very often originate from airports, and as a result are broadcast by non-professional announcers.
And that's the weather report from the International Airport here at Anchorage, Alaska. Now I'll take a leak out the window to see if it's freezing outside our studio.
Howdy Doody Time has been considered television's most popular and long-running kids show. Let's listen to Buffalo Bob Smith as he proves the adage, out of the mouths of babes, oft time comes gems.
What's your name, little fella?
Kenneth.
How old are you, Kenneth?
Five.
Kenny, did you ever do anything wrong?
My father did.
I see. And you think they should get the spanking then, huh?
No.
Okay, thank you very much, little fella.
Thank you.
Come over, Mr. Cobb. Talk to the boys a minute.
What happened, Buffalo?
The police found the body with its legs and arms dismembered, tied into a sack and floating in the bay. I'll be back with more sports in a moment.
The late and great actress Tallulah Bankhead was known and admired for her being outspoken. We hear a preserved moment which occurred during the course of a public service message.
Hello, darlings. This is Tallulah Bankhead. You know, I read something recently that made me very happy. Hopeful is a better word. Let me quote a heart authority from the Mayo Clinic. He said, within the lifetime of physicians now living, there will be no heart disease which cannot be prevented or corrected, unquote. He goes on to say that this hopeful... Oh, shit.
Some performers in radio and television have a sense of humor, which helps to relieve the strains of day-to-day tensions. Here is an example of what occurred to an unsuspecting news announcer on April the 1st, traditionally known as April Fool's Day.
And the bill goes to Washington next week for the president's signature. Here's a bulletin just handed me from the wires of the Associated Press. Washington, D.C. The White House has just announced that it's counting on all of us to make our victory gardens a success this year. New developments in fertilizers ensure a bumper crop for everyone. Let's get those tomatoes and cucumbers underway. Be sure to have a good supply of humus on hand. Your victory garden is your share of...
Say, what the hell is this?
April Fool!
We return to the second half of tonight's drama, Abe Lincoln in Illinois, starring Raymond Massey. The president has just finished his historic speech on the rear platform of his railroad car as his well-wishers bid him fond farewell.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mr. President.
Good luck, Mr. President.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Massey.
And remember, at 60 Second Laundry, we don't tear your clothes by machinery. We do it carefully by hand.
We will return to the laying contests after the judge tallies the eggs laid. In the meantime, we switch you to our outdoor arena for a report on the tractor driving and hoe and farm contest winners.
Here they are, the final results of the FFA Farm Contest. Our tractor driving won by Jim Davis. And one of our own girls, Miss Betty Smith, was chosen as the best hoer.